Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for any media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
We can definitely go ahead and proceed in that case. I'm going to ask you just a few quick questions. And also, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I'm 65.
65. Thank you. We can definitely go ahead and proceed. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
I'm going to definitely vote.
Okay, and please write your letter of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm a 10 on voting.
10 on that, right? Now, thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Which the city is headed?
Yeah.
I'm satisfied, but that ain't the same.
Just satisfied or very satisfied?
Just satisfied.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And is that strongly or somewhat approved?
That's strongly.
And now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so as well. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100. Donald Trump.
0.
The Republican Party.
0.
Project 2025.
0.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Tammy Baldwin.
I give her 10.
Kamala Harris.
10.
The Democratic Party.
10.
Joe Biden.
10.
Thank you very much. Let's move forward now. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris all day.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale up from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends who in return take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental...
Hey, let me tell you, I don't agree with nothing Trump do, so put that down. I don't agree with nothing the Republicans do.
Right, just let me go ahead and... Exactly. So that's what we just wanted to inform you a little bit about this.
So zero means I don't like the system. Right.
Exactly. For the rich, instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead. 0 to 10. 0 is a not at all convincing. 10 is very convincing. Any number from 0 to 10.
With 0.
Okay. If Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and MAGA extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and policies to promote diversity and equal opportunity. There is no telling how much damage he could do with a second term, but we do know that he has promised a dictator on day one. Use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into the power. 0 to 10.
To make sure he never get back in power. I'll get out of 10 to make sure he never get back in power.
But you have to, no, you have to use 0 to 10 if you find it not convincing at all to vote for him, or a 10 if it's very convincing. So if you
zero.
It means you are not at all convinced or by that exactly. Now the next one is 0, you said, correct, thank you. MAGA Republicans are banning books and allowing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistake again. Who should be the student approach our children for a more united future? If we want the history, our children learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race. We must vote to achieve that. From 0 to 10 on how convincing you find it. 0 to 10.
Zero.
Elections have real consequences on our lives. Trump's packed Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe versus Wade, taking away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action laws, which help people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. 0 to 10, any numbers, 0 to 10.
Two.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but one more. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris.
And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
And now I'm going to read you a very few short statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means this is not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number from 0 to 10 again. Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs and subsidized medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pays, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is trying to help working people get ahead. From 0 to 10.
Okay.
Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that would reverse the overturning of Roe versus Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. From 0 to 10.
Okay.
Thank you. Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accusing nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent for prison for weed dropped. Rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offense, Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. From 0 to 10.
7.
You said a 10?
A 7.
A 7, right? Okay, let's go ahead and move forward now with the 90% almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation from voting in these fierce presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated to vote, and 10 means you're extremely motivated, right? Okay, thank you. And switching gears a little bit here, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household or no?
I have one that's 22.
Oh, it's 22. No. Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir.
All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Goodbye, sir.